Page 53, Tech Talk, Downloading and Transferring NLS Digital Books by Mike Keithley and Dan Kaiser. Editor's note, this article is a collaboration. Dan wrote the introduction and transferring your books sections, and Mike wrote getting books and an example. They hope you enjoy this tutorial and find it useful. Introduction. We've heard that the new NLS Digital Talking books are going to revolutionize the reading experience for blind and visually impaired people. It's one thing to anticipate this, but quite another to apply the new reality to yours. Doing this is what inspired this tutorial, to help avid readers access and utilize the new NLS books on players such as the Victor Reader Stream. I'll concentrate on the process to become approved for participation in the download pilot program and how to download books from the NLS site. I'll then sketch the process of transferring books to your player through an example. I'll assume you are acquainted with your web browser, such as Internet Explorer and File Manager like Windows Explorer. Also, since the software used to unzip files, NLS books are packaged in the zip format, is different in various versions of Windows and note takers, although it's always doing the same thing, I'll assume you can figure out how to use yours. I'll not discuss NLS's cartridge distribution system, which will be used by NLS and its own players here, but suffice it to say that it is similar to the current cassette system we are familiar with and requires little or no technical knowledge. In other words, if you plan on participating in the digital cartridge distribution program, which you are doing when you order and return books to an NLS library, you need not be concerned with this tutorial. I will also not be discussing companion software that may come with your DTB player. Refer to your player's user manual for this information. Page 54, additionally, if you use a dial-up connection, don't try downloading NLS books. The zip files are too large. The sample book in this article takes upwards of 20 hours to download through dial-up. Getting books. The download process utilizes the NLS website. You can use Internet Explorer, but this site seems to be accessible to many modern note takers. You must be an NLS patron in good standing, as NLS will check with your cooperating library. If there is a problem, it will be explained in an email that is sent to you. First, go to nlstalkingbooks.org/DTB and follow the application instructions link, which appears on the main page, and fill out an online enrollment form. When your application is received, NLS staff will check your information against library records. If you are approved to participate, an email message will be sent with sign-on information such as your username, which is the email address you type while filling out the online form, and an initial password, which you must change when you first log on. Please note that the information you provided to NLS may be shared with both your library and the manufacturer of your DTB player. This is because a special key which protects the copyrighted material in an NLS book may need to be installed on your player. For example, NLS sent my information to HumanWare, which then sent me an email explaining that I had to access a website where I entered my Victor Reader Stream serial number. HumanWare then emailed me a key which was installed on the VRS by following instructions. I put this email in a safe place so the key could be reinstalled if necessary. You are now ready to download NLS Digital Talking Books. Access the web nlstalkingbooks.org/DTB, but instead of going into the application area, go to the Enter the NLS Download Pilot Website link. There you will need to type in the username and password NLS sent to you in the confirmation message. After this step is completed successfully, the system will ask you to enter a new password. The first letter of a password is capitalized, and the last two characters are numbers. Be sure to use a password you can remember or write it down, and keep it in a safe place. Page 55. After telling the system your new password, you will find yourself at a page containing various search options, from recently added titles to keyword title lookup to find items. Your work now is to find a book, download it, find another, download, and so on, until you're finished. There are two ways to find books. Browse through lists and download what strikes your fancy, or enter keywords to fetch just a few titles. For example, suppose I want to find out which bestsellers are available. I find the subject combo box, select bestsellers, and press enter on Go. I just did this and got 8 titles I can download. Now, suppose I just want titles from one author. I happen to enjoy Stephen King books, and when I find the keyword edit box and enter King Stephen, include the quotation marks before King and after Stephen, and press enter on Go, 18 titles are returned. Keyword searches can be quite complicated, so you should read the site's help facility. When you have a list of books, you will notice that the link to download a specific item is at the bottom of its information. And when you press enter on it, the book begins downloading to your computer or a note taker. I assume you know where books you have requested are going to be on your system. Transferring your books. Now that you have books, which are packages of several files in the zip format on your system, they must be unpacked and moved to your DTB player. To unpack books, start your file browser, select a book, and press enter. On some systems, the files of your selected book are placed in a folder with the same name as the file you downloaded, without the zip extension. And when it's time to move a book to the DTB player, all you have to do is copy the folder name to the clipboard and paste it into the proper location on your player. On other systems, the files in the archive are presented. You select them all, copy them to the clipboard, and paste them to a previously created subfolder on your player. Page 56. The player's USB cable can be used to connect the machine to your computer, and the player's companion software is used to transfer books properly. Or books can be copied to the player's media, such as an SD card, by knowing from experience where they should go. The latter method is faster, but the former is more foolproof. If your player doesn't have companion software, you'll need to know beforehand the proper location for digital talking books, and this information is in the user manual. When you find the locations for things, write them down and memorize them. After successfully copying your books, it is good practice to work through the system's procedure for safely removing external hardware, such as an SD card. An example, I've just been on the NLS site to get a book. I logged in, found the bestsellers item in the subject list, pressed enter on Go, read through the list, and downloaded Caribbean by James Michener, which took about 10 minutes to get to my computer. Now the file DB Michener James A. Caribbean DB30339.zip is on my machine. I like to copy books directly onto the SD card my Victor Reader Stream uses, so I put it into my computer's card reader. Use Windows Explorer to navigate to and open the $VRDTB folder. Create a new folder called Caribbean. It's just a name, which is where my new book is going to live. I then navigate back to my hard drive and to my temp folder, where the zip file of Caribbean now sits. Open this file. Select all the items shown, CTRL-A. Copy them to the clipboard, CTRL-C. Navigate back to the SD card, $VRDTB, all in caps, and Caribbean, and paste CTRL-V, the files, from the clipboard. When the copying process is done, it took 2 minutes, I'm finished. I safely remove the SD card from Windows and shut down. Return the card to the VRS and turn it on, and there's a new book, happily waiting for me. Happy reading! And I look forward to seeing all of you at the next CLUA California Library Users of America luncheon at the Spring Convention in Sacramento.